notion that the tour award was established in 1989 to honor the Chicago professor, Paul F. Tour. Professor Tour is known and loved not only for his scholarship, but also for his passionate approach to teaching and his dedication to public service. Every year, the Federal Society presents this award to a young academic who shares those three attributes with the late Professor Tour: excellence in scholarship, commitment to students, and public service. This year's recipient is Professor Sai Prakash. Professor Prakash has an impressive academic record. He attended Stanford undergrad and Yale Law School, after which he clerked for Judge Silverman on the D.C. Circuit and Justice Clarence Thomas. In 1999, he joined the faculty of the University of San Diego School of Law, where he was found a Herzog Research Professor of Law. He's also taught at Boston University, Northwestern, and UVA. Professor Prakash took a break from teaching in 2001 to serve in the Bush administration as the Associate General Counsel of the White House Office of Management and Budget. He took another break last spring to be a visiting fellow at Stanford's Hoover Institution. In the last 10 years, he's published over 3 dozen articles in journals such as the Yale Law Journal, University of Chicago Law Review, and the University of Michigan Law Review. Professor Prakash is one of the country's foremost conservative scholars on questions of executive power. He brings his expertise to his classrooms, where he teaches constitutional and administrative law. He's also shared his experience with students across the country, lecturing extensively on the Federal Society Circuit. Professor Prakash has contributed a great deal to the Federal Society, and it is my privilege to present him now with the 2008 Paul F. Tour Award.
Symposium on civil rights, and I had the good fortune to go, and I saw Bradford Reynolds and Clarence Bennington there. Had a great time. When I decided to go to law school, one of the first things I did was join the chapter at Yale, and Federal Society's been a home ever since, and it's always been a source of inspiration as I see all the people on various panels. It's been great to see about very controversial and tough issues in society. So thank you.